land adjudication work, we use these tools just like the public and people utilizing our land record system.
So, Commissioner Parshall, before you go any further, just for the benefit of the committee, the portion that you're talking about actually isn't in our backup. I see Senator Lehman and others are looking for that piece. It's all right. We have covered this already in the IT portion that we did about a week or so ago. So just for the, you're doing a very good job of explaining it, and so please continue. It's better, I think, than the last explanation we got, but just so everyone knows.
And if I might just touch on the next two priorities, the next one, 33974, that we started, thanks to the legislature, a few years ago. We did adopt a new computerized billing system that our oil producers, leaseholders use for, they track the information we need for doing royalty work. That has worked very well. The industry, I think, likes it. We certainly like it. It has saved a lot. Unfortunately, we still get 1,000 pages of supplemental documents along with these reports. And this project would be to develop a unified format, electronic format, that the industry would use and that we would use, that would so they could electronically submit and we could log in this supplemental information along with these monthly royalty reports, again, saving everybody a considerable time and effort and money.
Commissioner, could you hold on just one? Mr. Bischoff, I don't think we're going to get to you tonight, and so rather than have you hang around here, if you'd like to go, we'll just finish up with DNR. I think there's about 25 more projects, and so anybody not related to DNR, if you want to go, nobody'll be mad at you.
The next item, this number 33977, again, I think through your supplemental work, you've actually heard about our very limited ability to access seismic data that we actually need for our leasing, and I think you've addressed some of that. I can address more, but I think you've been briefed on our pressing need for seismic acquisition, some of which we're already entitled to. We just have to come up with the reproduction cost. Some of it on private lands and federal lands we have to pay for. A lot of those lands are interspersed with state lands, and we could really benefit from knowing all we can about that work, and by acquiring the seismic work dramatically affects our work and our ability to protect public interest and public resources. The 33970 is kind of a new topic. It's a one-shot deal here, and it introduced me for one and others to a new term called avulsion. Avulsion is when land comes back, rises from the sea, as has happened over in Prince William Sound subsequent to the earthquake, and under state law and state entitlement, the state is entitled to avulsed land that has risen up, and that used to be submerged land, tide land, and now it's upland, but we still own the title to it. That's what's going on in Prince William Sound right now, and unfortunately, BLM is in the process of conveying the land primarily to Native corporations, and unless we demonstrate through survey of before and after to BLM, we risk losing this land that has risen up after the earthquake. I might note that the landowners to whom the land is going to, they don't particularly want the land either. They are basically in support of this and seeing that the state received title to it. And it is something that is fairly pressing and involves substantial state ownership and state rights. The next project, 6843, State Park Emergency Repairs. This, unfortunately, is a recurring item in our DNR capital budget each year. We, like so many agencies, have a growing deferred maintenance list. We now estimate about $34 million of deferred maintenance projects in our state park system. We limp things along year to year. This $400,000 would address the most serious deferred maintenance projects, emergency repairs in our park system. That is about 120 units, covers the largest in the nation, 3.6 million acres of state parkland. The next item, 33955, again, it's an ongoing replacement process that we have for our fire equipment, used Division of Forestry in our fire. Each year, we're trying to replace some of the older equipment. This is another phase of that for $200,000 to replace specifically fire truck engines. Mr. Chair, I call your attention to the next item, 30252. I don't know if you were, Senator Wilkins, have had a chance to go into the Fairbanks DNR office there. It's seemingly a nice building. It's relatively new in terms of state buildings, but there are tin cans set up around on the inside, and I've been up there several times now, and it's it has a roof problem, and this is one of those just real basic repair jobs that needs to happen on the roof there. Next project, 6852. Again, this is a recurring capital project. We have a goal of doing airborne geologic and geophysical surveys of about 1,000 square miles a year. Some years we have hit that. It takes about $500,000 to do both the airborne survey as well as the ground truthing and the follow-up field work to those surveys. As many of you know, in the past, once we've done these and set out the data, it's incredible how fast claim staking has occurred in the wake of this new information. It's proven to be extremely valuable to the mining industry. They're most appreciative of it. They view it as necessary and prudent state work. Last year, unfortunately, we only received $250,000 for this work. It wasn't enough critical mass to really initiate and complete the work. So that capital project is still pending. It is not spent. We would certainly, if we receive this, we would add it to last year's appropriation and do another 1,000 square miles of airborne geology work. The next item, 33690, even though this is general funds, this really is money that is new money in the sense that the legislature approved a snow machine registration bill a couple of years ago. It has been a very good success, and we have tried to honor the intent of that legislation that fees, the registration fees, be used for the development of trailhead access, other facilities for primarily snow machine users around the state. And we have had grants now going out for those. This would be a continuation of that program where we would take some of the registration fees and put them back into for the benefit of those who are paying those fees. The last item I want to speak to is really the end of the general fund list. And the last general fund item that we have, 33979, is the Chena Pump Road boat launch river access. And I know the senators from Fairbanks are well aware of this. This is, I think it's the only real access in the Fairbanks area directly on the Tana River. It's been used in a de facto way for a number of years for boat launches and picnicking and other recreation facilities. The state really does not have clear title, you might say. It's in state, there's a state DOT right away there. There's mental health lands, but it has not really been a bona fide recreation site with a management system and title for recreation purposes. This would actually, we reduced this in the amended version here. We thought it was going to be higher, but we got an appraisal in, and this more reflects the lower appraised value that we need to purchase the site from the Mental Health Lands Trust, and then we would work with the other agencies and with DNR in developing a site there and rebuilding some of the facilities there for as a boat launch and recreation site on the Tanana River. And if I might,
excuse me just a moment, Senator Osterman.
On this, is there money available through sport fish licenses, the Fish and Game Fund, to do this?
There is, and part of why this is a fairly modest cost is that, and I actually could give you a paper on this if you're interested. It got kind of complicated because there are a number of agencies, but once we get the title, then we can access some additional money. We could get some land and water funds that DNR gets, and then some of the sport fish access money to develop and operate the site then. But we could access some other fund sources. Yeah, this Nico has pointed out that this is in the 2003 STIP for construction, so we're also working with DOT on the site development also.
Senator Lehman?
That's the backup on the next page doesn't agree with the numbers on page 52, at least it doesn't appear to me.
Yeah, for this project.
Is that what you mentioned earlier that's going to change?
Yeah, we reduced the number that we're requesting based on the appraisal that we have subsequently received.
Okay, so the correct number is on page 52?
$101,500.
Okay, but on the next page talks about a 50% match with the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund. Is that fund still available once it's purchased?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I might...
Excuse me, Senator Osterman?
I'd like to go back one on the $200,000 for a snowmobile machine. Do you have the dollar figures of what is raised each year now on... How much money has been raised? Is that the question? Yeah. On the fees.
We can get that. That we don't... DNR does not track that, but we can certainly access that information to get it. Jim Stratton, our Division of Parks Director, are you online?
Yes, Commissioner.
Did you hear Senator Osterman's question on the total fees that have been raised through the snow machine registration program? On an annual basis, I think.
Yes, through the chair to Senator Osterman. This is Jim Stratton. I'm the Director of the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation. The money that we... The Division of Motor Vehicles is raising from snowmobile registration is around $200,000, and that's the money that we're requesting this year. Last year, about $188,000, and that's the money we're requesting. 2 years ago, they brought in $120,000, and that was the money that we requested.
All right, thank you.
Go ahead, Commissioner. Oh, Senator Olson.
Getting back to this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Getting back to the snow machine trail development, the fees that are assessed to the snow machiners, is that mandatory?
It's a point of sale, yes. It's a fairly modest fee, but it is required under law.
So all the snow machines that are sold out in Guyanese and Savunga and those places have got to have a registration fee?
All government at its best.
Yeah, and they're going to hunt you down.
For all $5.
I'm not saying a word. Either, actually. Mom and ear, where you
I would be surprised if this is news to you.
Any other comments or questions, Commissioner? Thank you, Commissioner. Are we going to switch to Mr. Buss now? Is this
I was going to say, ask Mr. Buss if he might go through. We have a number of other items. These are the remaining ones are non-general fund. And
thank you, Nico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to be quick. The most are repeat projects. We start out with project number 33980. It's the recorder's office equipment upgrade and records preservation for $225,000. We propose it to be funded by receipt supported services. Basically, the recorder's office collects more money, about $2 million more on an annual basis than it takes to operate. There's quite a few functions that we need to perform. One of them is to film all these old books. We have a room full with old books full of decent, going back to the 1800s. Last year, you provided us some funding for it. We are filming those books, and then they go to permanent storage and archives. This is the second phase of this, plus it allows us to buy some reader printers and other equipment that we need for the recorder's office. So, The next project is the Alaska Mineral at Risk Program, mining claim automation. It's reference number 34095. The federal government has agreed to pay $700,000 to basically automate the old Cardex system. A lot of miners used to use it in our farming processes, basically the CARP system, where they try to track down all the mining claims and the historical records. This basically envisions automating it, and again, putting it online, and the federal government agreed to pay for this.
Senator Hoffman, did you have your hand up?
No. The next project is the Ag Revolving Loan Fund Land Asset Disposal Program.
That's 34109. Yes. 34109 reference.
I'm sorry. It's a project to be funded out of the Ag Revolving Loan Fund. It's basically disposing of the last couple of properties we still have in the Ag Revolving Loan Fund. And last year we did it. We were very successful in November of 2000. We sold five parcels in Delta and Fairbanks. They were $400,000 and $1.4 million in outcry auctions, so this stuff clearly pays for itself, puts money back into the loan fund, and gets rid of some of our properties. The next project is reference number 34112. It's for the National Fire Plan managing impacts of wildland fires on communities and the environment. After the last fire season in the lower 48, there was just a tremendous amount of money and efforts expended nationwide on fire suppression. The U.S. government decided to provide a lot of money to do a lot of prevention and impact studies and actual work. This is envisioned to be $3.4 million in federal receipts directly to the department, as well as $2.1 million that is coming to us from the Kenai borough, and we'll be contracting with them to do specific work in solving fire problems and deleting fire hazards. So, okay. The next project is the Alaska reference number 33983. It's for our Division of Agriculture, the Alaska Post Entry Quarantine Facility Assessment. It's for $1.3 million in federal funds. The Alaska agriculture and horticulture industries have been requesting the establishment of a post-entry quarantine facility over the last 20 years. The desire of such a facility is based on the simple fact that the present system has not served the needs of Alaskans. Importation of prohibited plant species and those species which, with specific restrictions can only lawfully enter the United States through inspection. This proposal will build a facility that puts these plants in quarantine, and then we'll be able to do it all in Alaska. So,
Senator Hoffman?
It says on the back of the operational cost annually after this is constructed will be about $800,000 annually, and it says it's going to be covered by federal contract. How long is those federal contracts guaranteed for?
I'm not sure how long they will be guaranteed for, but until they are there, we'll be operating with federal funds, and then still, if there's no more federal funding, then we'll have to decide what we do with the facility. The next project is reference number 33952. It's the Plant Materials Center's seed lab construction for $3 million in federal funds. This is basically a seed facility in the Plant Materials Center in Palmer. The National Agriculture Plan Germplasm Repository is operated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we're trying to co-locate this at the Plant Materials Center in Palmer. This laboratory will provide for inspection service for all seed involved in interstate and international trade. So, the next project is the agricultural land sales for the reference number is 6887, $145,000. This will specifically dispose of ag land, and it's funded out of the state land disposal income account. So this is like following up on Senate Bill 283 last year. Instead of the general purpose land, this is land with agriculture interest.
State land income account? I guess I'm not familiar with that. What's the history on that?
This basically is a fund that we set up last year. The proceeds from any land sales will go in here, and we ask for appropriations for future sets.
Okay. Go ahead.
The next project.
Excuse me, Senator Osterman.
That same issue. There's a note down here that five of six partials were sold for $992,000.
Correct.
That's in the fund right now, then?
That goes into the fund over time.
So you're going to take $145,000 out now to do a new land sale?
Do another sale. Correct.
Is there any point in time that that builds up, that any of that rolls into the general fund?
That's a good question, Mr. Chairman. Senator Osterman, the bill that was passed last year, Senate Bill 283, basically shows that over the next 3-4 years, the fund will build up to a maximum of $5 million. Anything over $5 million will automatically go into the general fund.
Thank you.
The next project is a recurring project. The number is 32550. It's for $600,000. It's for historic preservation and restoration projects for the United States Army. They have annual appropriations to do various projects, and they contract with our Office of History and Archaeology, and it's a fully funded, federally funded project. The next project, 6865, is the National Historic Preservation Fund for grants to various communities. It's for $1,250,000. $50,000 is the general fund match to basically administer this. And again, these individual grants that people can apply for, and then the requirement is that the communities or whoever is asking for this provides 40% match, and then the federal government matches with 60%. The next project.
Senator Osterman?
How long has this project been, or this is an ongoing project, so how long has it been going on?
It's I've been with the department for 12 years and have been there for the last 12 years. It goes on. Every year we get a new grant from federal government, and then all the different communities apply for it, and there's a board, and then we do the applications, and then awards are made based on the priority setting.
Mr. Chairman, have they all been within this price range of 1.2?
Each year we get about $640,000. This coming year, the expectation is that it goes up significantly. There's more money available for this type of activity.
And the GF match is normal?
The GF match for the state side is in the DNR operating budget to operate the Office of History and Archaeology, and so it's already in the base funding for DNR.
Thank you.
The next one is basically the Project 6853, $950,000 for Mental Health Trust Authority. The Mental Health Trust prepares various capital initiatives, and this is the amount of money. They run it through their board and trustees, and it's broken out into the various categories for activities, land, forest management, minerals, oil and gas, and so this is an annual request. The next project is abandoned mine land claim reclamation. Sorry, 6855 is the reference number. It's basically $1.5 million of federal dollars. It deals with hazardous sites. The federal government, through the Alaska Service Coal Mining Patrol and Reclamation Act, provides federal money to deal with hazards from abandoned mines. And this all goes mostly to private contracts to remedy dangerous situations. The next project is reference number 32553, $660,000 for the voting safety program, fully federally funded, and this allows the department to operate the voting safety program and to reduce the preventable non-commercial voting accidents and fatalities around the state.
I might add, Mr. Chair, this is the money that was anticipated and promised when the legislature passed the voting safety legislation that we would access this kind of money. This is, I think, our first full installment of that.
Second. We had one last question. The next one is reference number 32552 for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. It's $1,600,000 of federal receipts. Like the Historic Preservation Fund, this program has been in existence for many years. It used to be about $500,000 each year until about 1995, and then for a while the funding dried up. Last year we received $900,000, and it's anticipated that this might grow to as much as $5 million.
These grants will go to communities for local park development, soccer fields, these various things, and all these communities basically apply to a board, again, like the historic preservation grant, and then based on the the proposal, it's a 50-50 match. This federal government will match any community that commemorates a 50% match, and so it's a pretty good program. The next project is the National Recreational Trail Program, reference number 6854, $710,000, and this is basically money to go all across Alaska to do trail development and that type of thing. And then I think the last one is for Legacy Federal Grant Program, reference number 34381. For a total of $500,000. The Forest Legacy Program provides the federal funding from the U.S. Forest Service to purchase high-value private forest land that is threatened from its conservation to non-forest use. So that basically is the DNR's request for a capital funding for 2015.
Any questions from the committee? Senator Green.
On that last one, is there a decision-making process in place that identifies these properties? I'm on 34881, Forest Legacy Federal Grant Program. How is that decided?
I think Mr.
Either, I don't know if Jeff Yonke, our Division of Forestry Director, or Jim Stratton could probably answer. It's a relatively new program that we are just now accessing part of that. Jim or Jeff, are you online?
Yes, this is Jim Stratton, still online.
And did you hear the question relative to the last project, the Forest Legacy Federal Grant Program?
Yes, through the chair, Senator Green, we're going to be embarking in the next few months on developing an assessment of need. It's a required document to participate in that program. And through the assessment of need, we will be looking at where the forested areas are in the state that we would want to participate in this program, and would then identify the criteria by which threatened properties would be looked at to figure out exactly which parcels we would then want to nominate for this funding.
Thank you.
Michael and Commissioner, thank you very much for hanging with us here tonight.
Thank you for your
appreciate the information. Tomorrow's schedule is as follows. We have the fast track supplemental up at 9 o'clock and noticed bills to be heard, if we can get to those, are the DNA registration for burglars, and that's SB 99, and the SB 105, which is the victim's rights bill. Also, under bills previously heard and scheduled, I may bring up Senate Bill. It was the Arctic Winter Games one that we had this morning. And then tomorrow evening, we'll do another capital budget overview, and we'll take on public safety, DEC, and AHFC. Any other business to come before the committee?
Just as a reminder, before we have finance at 9 a.m. in the morning, we have the key campaign here at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in this room. Thank you.
Wednesday or Thursday?
You're exactly right. It is Thursday. I think I'll wait till Thursday. Thank you.
Okay. And just as a point, you might. I think on Thursday we'll probably be starting about 9:15 because the key campaign is here. They'll go up to 9, and we'll give time to clear out the room. And I think the Senate Secretary and her staff will, or the Finance Secretary and her staff will get our packets out. So it'll be about 9:15. There's no other business. Senator Austin?
Just, I have other commitments tomorrow night starting at 7:30, so I have to leave a little after 7.
Thank you.
What on that?
Oh. Yeah, I think Senator Hoffman objects. Thank you all. Good night.